time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. In my last community comment, I said that of all the Humboldt County supervisors I have called, Mark Lovelace is the only one who has never returned my calls. Apparently, stating this publicly got his attention, since he immediately called Kins to refute my opinions. He used this forum to make a campaign speech stating that he helped save hundreds of timber and fishing jobs. I have spoken with key employers in the fishing and timber industries who find his statements completely without merit. These employers said that they would sure like to know where these hundreds of jobs are, because they haven't seen them in Humboldt County. Even without their confirmation, I find it very difficult to believe that hundreds of fishing and timber jobs are in existence today because of his efforts. Logic tells everyone who has lived in Humboldt County that this isn't the case. You can see it in a decreased school enrollment. You can see it in Fields Landing, once home to a thriving fishing industry. You can see it in the closed mill sites throughout our county. You can see it in the struggle and decline of our resource-based industries, even though the timber in Humboldt County is growing at a rate of 6 to 10 times the harvest rate, according to experts. You certainly can't find these jobs around the bay, which is a huge potential for economic development. We hear from politicians every election cycle about how we need to develop our port, and yet nothing happens. Humboldt Bay is still an eyesore as far as industry is concerned. If we ever get container ships to call Humboldt Bay their port of destination, it will be from individuals who are committing their time and resources to the project. It will not be from the efforts of elected officials like Mark Lovelace. I really love Humboldt County, and I understand our political diversity. I went to a Giants game last Thursday, and when it was over, all four lanes of I-80 might as well have been a parking lot. I certainly don't want Humboldt County to be like that. I just want our unemployment rate to be close to the rest of the nation. Our last reported unemployment rate was 11.6% compared to the national rate of 8.4%. This is 38% higher. I would like our young families to have the opportunity to work for a living wage in the private industry. Unfortunately, their best chance to remain in Humboldt County is by landing a government job. This is terrible when we have the availability of a sustainable, resource-based economy. If our politicians were doing their jobs, we wouldn't have so many people relying on the government for their existence. If Mark really was saving hundreds of jobs, our schools wouldn't have declining enrollment when the state's population is actually increasing. In his 3-minute political advertisement, he also stated that he tries to call everyone back. He has never called me back. The last time I called him was to discuss my concerns over the speed at which cars are traveling by Garfield Elementary School in Freshwater. But my supervisor, Mark Lovelace, didn't return my call regarding a nonpartisan problem that needs addressed. Other supervisors have contacted me when I commented on issues regarding them on the radio. Not Mark. He did, however, make a point of calling the radio station to refute my statements. Oh, by the way, he still hasn't called me back. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.